This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
1-800-636-1067, the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore. BTP will take you up to 1 o'clock here on this Sunday afternoon, right here on The Fan. We're also simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. A lot more to get to. Let you hear from Commanders head coach Dan Quinn before we get out of here, as well as the offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury. We'll let you hear from the quarterback, Jaden Daniels. So a mosh-posh of Commanders audio coming your way as they gave the latest from voluntary OTAs. That was this past week out in Ashburn. We'll give you the latest from voluntary OTAs from this past week. Is it feels like there's an excitement and a buzz right now around this team. I know we're all excited just to see how they capitalize off of last year and punching their ticket to the conference championship, the additions they were able to make this offseason with Deebo Samuel and Laremy Tunsil, drafting Josh Connolly, drafting Trey Amos. You got better at a lot of different positions, I feel like. But obviously everything starts and finishes with how the quarterback, Jaden Daniels, is going to perform in year number two. As we roll throughout the show here, we'll let you clear some audio from our guy Damian Woody of ESPN, who had some interesting thoughts about whether or not Washington can replicate last year's success. I do want to go around the National Football League, though, because OTAs started for Washington. They started for the other teams in the NFL as well. And I feel like, for all 32 teams, right? And I'm only a Washington fan, so it's hard for me to speak for other fan bases. But before last year, because I know last year was an anomaly and now things have changed for us completely. Before last year as a fan, this is the best time of the year. Everyone's 0-0. You feel like your team has just as good of a shot as anybody. This is the best time, I always say it, to be a fan. But when we think about the reality of the situation, right? When we think about who actually has a shot to contend next year in the National Football League, the list is honestly short, right? When I look at the NFL landscape, and I'm going to take Philadelphia out of it because they are the defending champions. So we're talking amongst 31 teams. Who's got a real shot to unseat Philadelphia? I think you can really look at the Buffalo Bills as a legitimate option. The Kansas City Chiefs, I think, are a legitimate option. The LA Rams, the Detroit Lions, the Minnesota Vikings, and Washington. I think those are the teams, the six teams in the NFL, that have the best shot of unseating the Philadelphia Eagles. And I guess we would throw the Ravens in there as well. But like in reality, like it's a short list. It is a very short list, and for good reason, right? It's a short list for good reason. Not everybody gets invited to the party, right? Not everybody's invited to the big dance. Not, you got to earn the right to compete. You got to earn the right to be talked about as a contender in the National Football League. You just do. Now, for all of the teams that you know, have expectations and should be Super Bowl contenders, like the six I just listed, there are also teams that if they don't win this year, their coaching staff is gone. And I was listening to B. Mitch and Finley on Friday, and they were talking about teams under the microscope, teams that have pressure. The Baltimore Ravens have pressure. Not saying that Harbaugh's going to get fired, but they have pressure, right? The Cleveland Browns, I think, have pressure, right? The Houston Texans have pressure. The Arizona Cardinals have pressure. The Falcons have pressure, right? Green Bay's got expectations, therefore pressure. But I want to take this from a team-by-team conversation to a player-by-player conversation. Because I think, and it got my brain churning when I mentioned the Packers, because in terms of quarterbacks that are under the microscope heading into next year, maybe that's something we'll do tomorrow as I sit in here for B. Mitch and Philly, because that's a very fascinating conversation to me. Which quarterbacks are on the hot seat going into next year? I don't want to say on the hot seat, but have pressure. J.J. McCarthy, I would think, has got to be close to the top of that list. Caleb Williams, I think, has got to be close to the top of that list. Bryce Young, I think, has got to be close to the top of that list. Brock Purdy, the new $55 million man, has got to be a part of that list. Trevor Lawrence, I would think, has got to be a part of that list. It's a long, long list. I say all that to say, the list is long. The list is real, real long. There are a lot of players, a lot of quarterbacks next year that if they don't play well, they may not start ever again in the National Football League. That's just how it may go. I don't want to say ever again, but maybe with their current franchise, hell no. But this time of year, like I said, everyone's got optimism. Everyone's got dreams. I'm not into dreams. I'm into freaking nightmares. Let's channel my inner John Gruden there. Anybody out there that heard that, that was for you. I'm showing off for you all on a Sunday morning. But no, I think this year, in this season, just like every year, there are categories in the NFL. Teams that meet expectations that are contenders, teams that fall short of expectations that are pretenders, and then teams that come out of nowhere. And I think Washington last year was viewed as one of those teams that came out of nowhere. Can I make a proclamation here? Can I make a bold declaration? As simply as Washington came alive last year and came out of nowhere, you know who I think is going to do that this year? I look at the New England Patriots, coached by Mike Vrabel, Travion Henderson now going to be the bell cow back, Stephon Diggs out on the perimeter at wide receiver, that defense bringing in big Milton Williams to anchor what they got on the interior, their offensive line much improved. I think it's a good group. You added Carlton Davis to go opposite Christian Gonzalez. They're a good group. Craig Woodson being drafted out of Cal in the fourth round, a guy that I think is a plug-and-play starter. They've had a good offseason, as good as anybody in all the National Football League, talking about the Patriots. They knocked the draft out the park. Out of the damn park. Kyle Williams coming over. Think about this. Their first six draft picks. Will Campbell, your day one starter at tackle. Travion Henderson, your day one starter at running back. Kyle Williams probably starts opposite Stephon Diggs. Jarrett Wilson, the best center in the class out of Georgia, probably comes in and competes with Garrett Bradbury right off the rip. Craig Woodson, probably the best member of that talented Cal secondary. Joshua Farmer out of Florida State. A guy that can anchor the middle of your defense. They got better. And Mike Vrabel, say what you want. He can coach, man. The Patriots, I'm telling you, they're going to be good money all year. They're they're favorites in week one against Vegas? That's interesting. Now that's interesting. I was looking at some early lines here. Yeah, I know how I am with football and gambling. I'm a, I'm a CVS receipt type of gambler. Catch me throwing about $5 at a time. Next year, good money is on the Patriots, I'm telling you. Next year, good money is on the New England Patriots. I know Mike Vrabel had to, you know, bring out the whooping stick and get Stephon Diggs back in the line. But I'm telling you, that's going to be a physical, tough football team, I'll get to actually see them up close to person. More likely than not, when Washington travels to Foxborough for joint practices. So we will see how that ultimately goes. I want to actually confirm that. I'm pretty sure that they are going to Foxborough. They are. So that's the preseason opener. Friday, August the 8th, they'll probably be in Foxborough beginning on that Tuesday. So very interesting to see, you know, how the work and the joint practice sessions go with New England. And I think it's a perfect team to match up with, honestly, at that time of year. Especially when you consider what New England's going to do. They're going to run the football. They're going to be physical. And they're going to come right at you. So I'm excited about it. The Patriots, though, I'm telling you, they are one of my sneaky, sneaky favorites to go from worst to first. The New York Jets interest me in that division as well. And that's a group that, wow. That's a group that, to me, really, 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 really has a chance to surprise some people. They, to me, were one of the more attractive head coach openings because of the young talent they already have in-house. And I think that only gets better when you draft Mason Taylor and add him to your offensive line. You draft Armon Menbou. Defensively, you've got guys. They're a good group. The question is, obviously, what are you going to get under center from Justin Fields? That will be the determining factor in terms of how successful the New York Jets are in 2025. The Jets' success in 2025 strictly determined by how good Justin Fields is. Point blank. Point blank. And I feel like, honestly, they should like it that way. Honestly, they should like it that way. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will keep the conversation on the National Football League. I want to get to something that I didn't get the chance to get to during the week during my myriad of shows. NFL.com, like I said, it's list season. It's always one of my favorite times of the year. It's list season. NFL.com put together five new quarterback play caller duos that NFL defenses should be worried about in 2025. Where do they have Cam Ward and Brian Callahan ranked? Curious to see that. We'll let you know that next. You're on the Fan.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Still rocking and rolling right here on The Fan. We're simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. Taking you up to 1 p.m. Eastern time. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. Nats baseball comes your way a little bit later on. So make sure you keep it live and local on The Fan all afternoon long. Nats wrapping up their West Coast road trip, trying to take 3 out of 3 against the Arizona Diamondbacks. It is a 4:10 first pitch. Pre-game coverage gets rolling right here on The Fan at 3:40. So super excited about that. We led off the show talking about the Washington Nationals. Their bats in fuego over the past 4 games. Get you some more Nats talk before we get into the 1 o'clock hour. Excuse me, before we get to the end of the show. So we'll give you a preview of Nats in D-backs. Right now, though, I want to continue looking at this list that I referenced from NFL.com. And they put together their 5 new quarterback play caller duos that defenses should be most worried about in 2025. And I thought this list was interesting because at the top of it is a duo that I actually think is going to create fireworks this year. It's Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. And I know a lot of people have soured on Caleb Williams because of how last year went. But it feels like he's going to go off this year. And I'm even going to go out on a further limb and say this. I think the way we're talking about Jaden Daniels right now, the way we revere him, the way we talk about him already as one of the bona fide top cats in this league, I think after the 2025 season, we'll be having similar discussion surrounding Caleb Williams. I think he's that good. I think he's that talented. But last year wasn't good for him. Multiple different offensive coordinators, different messaging, poor offensive line play, poor play calling, poor team construction, if we're being honest. They just weren't good enough as a unit last year, and Caleb wore it because of it. When you take a look at the veterans they added up front, Joe Thuney, Jonah Jackson, Drew Dolman, they draft Ozzie Trapillo in the second round out of Boston College. They have gotten better in the trenches, and they needed to, because this Chicago offense last year, 31st in passing yards, 25th in rushing yards, dead last in overall yards, 28th in points. They've got to get better. They will get better. And I think the catalyst of their improvement will actually be the quarterback. And I know people have written them off, because that's what you all do. No one, see, we all acted like we wanted Caleb Williams. I really wanted him. And see, I'm man enough to say it even after the fact. I love me some Jaden Daniels. He is like my damn hero. Leading into the draft, I wanted Caleb. I did. And I know, you know, Dan Quinn and AP and company going to tell you, yeah, you know, 5 was the top quarterback on our board. Okay. Say what you want. You wouldn't have went wrong with either dude. I think if Caleb was in Washington last year, he has the same type of success as Jaden. Maybe not as much success as a runner, but he would have made something shake. That's number 1 on this list. Number 2 on this list is actually a duo that I genuinely have questions about. The play-calling duo of J.J. McCarthy and Kevin O'Connell. Talk about the QB play-caller duo of McCarthy and O'Connell is going to be interesting. We know O'Connell is widely, you know, known as a quarterback whisperer. But here is where my doubts and my reservations come in. Last year, Kevin O'Connell was able to get Sam Darnold to play the best football of his career. And it was 35 touchdowns. I believe it was something like 11 picks. It was really good until down the stretch he kind of, you know, got smushed and smashed like a pumpkin, turned into a pumpkin. I wonder, because think about it like this. This is how I will put it, because J.J. McCarthy really didn't get to do anything last year. Everyone in Minnesota is all in a lather because of a preseason game against the damn Raiders backups. I don't want to hear that. I'm not going to sit here and act like I know what J.J. McCarthy is. There's no way in hell I'm going to be that ignorant to do that. And I have my doubts and reservations, and here's why. When I look at two of the individual entities coming out of college, Sam Darnold, the prospect, J.J. McCarthy, the prospect. Sam Darnold, much more of a talented prospect than McCarthy coming out. Now, where I think McCarthy may have a leg up and O'Connell may appreciate with his game is the athletic upside that he has for the offense. The athletic upside, rather, that he brings to the offense. The ability to run the bootleg stuff. The ability to create plays off schedule. Right? That's not Sam Darnold's strength. It's something that J.J. McCarthy, I think, can major in at the next level. That's going to be the question there. I long said it, and you all called me a damn idiot for it. If I was Kevin O'Connell and company, Aaron Rodgers would be under center for me this year. Yeah, I understand wanting to start the clock on your rookie quarterback's timeline, but uh-uh. You won 14 games last year. You're one of the best rosters in all the NFL. One of the best teams, rather, in all the NFL. And you actually capitalized on it this offseason in a way that should be applauded. When you go out and add John Allen and Javon Hargrave to the middle of your defense, you get some respect from me, right? When you go out and add Will Freeze and Ryan Kelly to the interior of your offensive line, you get credit from me. You bring in Rondale Moore, speed. You bring in Ty Felton out of Maryland, speed. Vikings are a much improved football team heading into 2025, but obviously everything is going to hinge on whether or not J.J. McCarthy's got the goods or not. And I'll be real. I'm going to bet against them. What? Yeah, I know. One tandem that I am not going to bet against is Justin Fields and Tanner Engstrand. I think Justin Fields being used as a runner is going to be a lot more effective. I think the RPO stuff that we saw run in Detroit, you're going to see it with Fields. The problem with Fields is you got to get the damn ball out of your hands, son. Especially if you're going to play in this system. You can't hold on to the football. And you got weapons. Garrett Wilson, Mason Taylor, Breece Hall. You got weapons. Fourth on this list is Cam Ward and Brian Callahan. And there's been so much hype coming out of Nashville surrounding Cam Ward. They described him as Mahomesian. Mahomesian was the adjective used to describe Cam Ward and the way he looked during OTAs. Okay. Very lofty expectations for a guy that, you know, didn't get a lot of hype coming out because of Shador. But in reality, if you watched Miami, Cam Ward's got the goods. I just worried about how he played last year against stiff competition. He's got weapons, right? Calvin Ridley, Van Jefferson, Tyler Lockett. He should be good. Will he is the question. I don't know how good he'll be in his rookie year. But there's a team in his division that has a new quarterback, play caller duo. And I think they're going to shock the world. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to ball next year under Liam Cohen. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars are one of the most slept-on teams in the entire National Football League, and it would not surprise me. It would not surprise me if Jacksonville won the AFC South next year. Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, Bashaul Tutin, BTJ, Travis Hunter, Deami Brown. They added some dudes, man. Brenton Strange at tight end. I like their offensive line. They added Patrick McCary from Baltimore. I like that group. I do. Defensively, we know what Trayvon Walker brings. We know what Josh Allen's going to bring. That's another good football team. My question with this group is in the secondary. You brought in Jordan Lewis to play nickel. Tyson Campbell's there. How much does Travis Hunter play on defense? That'd be my question for them. But no, I like this team a lot. I like Liam Cohen. I like what he did for Baker Mayfield. I think he can have a similar impact for Trevor Lawrence next year, a quarterback that feels like, after last year, injury riddled, 11 touchdowns, 7 picks, not very good. It feels like he's kind of been doubted. And it feels like people have written him off. Not the smart thing to do, in my opinion. Trevor Lawrence, to me, the prince who was promised, I think he has a bounce back year in 2025 with Liam Cohen at the helm. One thing I know that'll happen in Jacksonville with Liam Cohen calling plays, they'll have balance. He has his version of Bucky Irvin and Rashad White with Bashaud Tutin and Travis Etienne. So I'm excited about it. The Jags, another one of those sleeper teams in the National Football League that I think can end up having some big-time success in 2025. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. I'll let you all hear from Jeremy Fowler coming up on the other side of this break. He talked about the quarterback battle going on in Cleveland with the Browns. We'll give you the latest from Berea, Ohio. Shador Sanders, Dylan Gabriel, Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, who ultimately comes out on top in that Cleveland Browns quarterback battle. We'll look at that on the other side of the break. Plus, Mike Vrabel had to respond to the video that surfaced this week surrounding their new wide receiver, Stephon Diggs, a bunch of hot models, a pink powdery substance, and a boat. Let's hear from Mike Vrabel next.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
1-800-636-1067, the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL underscore BTP. I'll take you up to 1 p.m. right here on the Fan. Nats baseball comes your way a little bit later on this afternoon. So make sure you keep it live and local on the Fan the rest of the way. Right now, talk a little bit of NFL. Mike Vrabel and the Patriots. I talked about them top of the 11 o'clock hour. They are my choice to be this year's Commanders, if that makes sense. What do I mean by this year's Commanders? No, I'm not saying the Patriots are going to the damn AFC Championship. It's not what I'm saying.
2 years ago, Texans?
2 years ago, Texans. That's the better version. Because actually, I'm glad that you parsed that out, because there are levels to your franchise renaissance, so to speak. The Texans were like, if we were comparing it to stores, the 2023 Texans were like shopping at Nordstrom Rack. Last year's Commanders were shopping at Gucci, if you pick up what I'm putting down, right? It's like wearing a Hanes t-shirt versus wearing a Palm Angels t-shirt. There's levels to this. But that's how I would describe this year's Patriots as the 2023 Texans. I don't think they'll make it all the way to the conference title game, but I think they are a playoff team. I do think that roster, if those young pups, talking about their rookie class, which is loaded, based off of, you know, the pre-draft rankings and what people expect them to be, they can be a really good football team. And I think Mike Vrabel is the difference here. The big difference in Washington last year, look, their roster was not good enough to make it to the conference title game. Talking about the Commanders. Can I repeat that for all of you to get pissed off and angry and cry about it the way you all do? Their roster last year, argue with somebody you love, not me, was not good enough to go to the conference championship last year, but they did. Why? Quarterback raised the ceiling of everybody, and the head coach raised the ceiling of everybody. That's what will happen this year in New England. That is what will happen this year in New England. I think Drake May has a stellar year number two, and I think Mike Vrabel's impact cannot be quantified. He has won everywhere he's gone. He took the damn Titans to the AFC Championship game with Ryan Tannehill under center. You don't think Drake May and company are about to get a jetpack strapped to their back? I'm telling you, the Patriots are the team to watch, are the team that you should not be sleeping on in the AFC. And all of a sudden, that division looks more and more interesting. Buffalo skated to first place last year. Tua comes back healthy this year in Miami. They'll be interesting. The Jets under new leadership, I think, will be interesting. But the Patriots, to me, are the creme de la creme and the cream of the crop. One of the big reasons I'm excited about them is they signed a wide receiver this offseason that I wanted here in Washington. Stephon Diggs, local cat, former Buffalo Bill, former Texan, coming off a torn ACL a season ago. He's still Stephon Diggs, people. And I still think he can play. Stephon Diggs next year, I think, has a big-time year with the Patriots. Before he got hurt last year, he had four straight seasons of 100-plus catches. Stephon Diggs is one of the best wideouts in all the NFL. Don't let an ACL tear color your view of who he is, honestly. Four straight years with at least eight touchdowns and 100-plus catches for Stephon Diggs before last year. I think he bounces back this year as well. He won't bounce back if he continues to be on yachts with pink powdery substances. I'll tell you that much. The video that's gone viral, if you haven't seen it, I'll retweet it out. It's at NELL underscore BTP. Stephon Diggs was on a boat with his new girlfriend, Cardi B, and a bunch of models. And a pink powdery substance was captured on video. Here is what Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel had to say about it.
Stephon Diggs has gotten a lot of traction in the last 24 hours or so. He's on a boat having a good time, but the question comes in as to a certain substance that people are guessing what is and isn't. Is this something that the team has to look into?
Well, it's something that we're aware of, and obviously we want to make great decisions on and off the field. And we're hoping that with our time here on the field today, and that when we don't have a script and we're on the call-up periods, that we're making great decisions. And so the message will be the same for all our players, that we're trying to make great decisions and any conversations that I've had with Stefan will remain between him and I and the club.
Have you talked to him since the video?
I talk to our players every single day, the ones that are here and the ones that aren't.
Are you expecting him to practice today, Mike?
Not if he's not here.
So he's not here?
You guys will find out in a minute. But no, never again.
He was here last week. According to a video.
Everything that we're going to do, Karen, is we're going to coach the guys that show up at 8. The ones that say, hey, I got a situation, we'll be at 8:05. We'll coach those as well. This is a voluntary part of our off-season program. And every player that's not here, which there aren't many, have been in communication with me and their position coaches.
I was just going to ask, based on what you've seen from the times he's been around, how would you say he's progressing?
Again, the timelines and the prognosis and everything at, again, we're working hard to get him back and to be ready to go. But, you know, when he's here, we'll coach him and we'll have everything ready to go.
All right. Doesn't seem like Diggs is getting off to a good start with his new head coach, Mike Vrabel. I think that'll be a match made in heaven. I think that situation ends up working itself out. If it doesn't, though, woo, boy, would they look like idiots. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, Mike Florio of PFT with a damning claim about the Commanders from the Sunday of the NFC Championship game. Let's hear from Florio next. +1 800-636-1067, the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at @NELL_BTP. Youngest of Charles and L. Willingham taking you up to 1 o'clock. About an hour and change left to go in the program. A lot more to get to before we hit 1 o'clock. Make sure you keep it live and local the rest of the show as Nationals baseball comes your way. A little bit later on, it is a 4:10 first pitch. Pregame coverage gets rolling at 3:40. Right now, though, I want to let you hear some very interesting audio, if I'm being honest. And it comes off as a guy. It comes off as a guy talking about Florio, who it comes off as a hater. And Florio was actually on these airwaves last week. A week and a half ago, he was a guest of Grant and Danny. And, you know, Florio, either you like him or you hate him. That's kind of how I feel about it. He's not everyone's cup of tea. But I will say this about Florio. He's usually honest. Even if you don't always agree with what he has to say, this thing kind of caught me off guard, though. The Commanders played the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC Championship last game. It was their third meeting of the season. Washington split the regular season series with each of the home teams winning. The Commanders obviously lost in the NFC Championship 55-23, and it was a situation where Washington really vomited on themselves. They fumbled the football, or turned it over rather, five different times, and they kind of struggled to get stops defensively. The game was relatively close until the Austin Eckler fumble in that third quarter and the dam kind of busted open at that point. Despite that, Mike Florio had this to say about the Commanders' mentality heading into the NFC Championship game against the Philadelphia Eagles.
The day of the NFC Championship, someone I know who is very well plugged in said the Commanders know they're going to get their asses kicked today. And they're just kind of bracing for it. And I it's like, come on, man. I mean, no, I know people in the building. They know what's coming. And it's like, well, you know, maybe they're just preparing for the worst. Like, no, they know that the Eagles are dramatically better than they are.
I don't buy it. I don't buy it at all. There's no reason that Washington should have felt that way entering the game based on the way the two regular season meetings went. Like, I just don't know where Florio got that from. I don't know if Florio's trying to stir the pot. Well, however you want to describe it, it came off as disingenuous. Honestly, man, I was kind of stunned by it and taken aback. If I'm being real, it's frustrating because, like, when you have a situation where a team loses and people are talking after the fact about their mentality going into the game, it's just drama. It's just mess. And it's kind of on brand for Mike Florio to kind of move that way with this group, or with his job, rather. And I don't know, it felt like last year he was a lot nicer to the Commanders. He hated Dan Snyder. I know that for a fact. And it kind of colored his commentary and how he talked about this group. But that was a tough comment. I mentioned Nats baseball coming up a little bit later on. Before that, though, he had a dose of the DOC. You go from the YIC to the DOC. Rick Doc Walker coming your way, coming up at 1 p.m. Eastern time. He will lead you into Nationals baseball. I didn't even realize that was the case. So shout out our guy, Rick Doc Walker, the birthday man. DOC had his birthday this past Wednesday, so happy birthday to him. Make sure you say that whenever you call during his program. We're taking your calls as well at 1-800-636-1067. That is 1-800-636-1067. I feel like as we sit here with, I think, voluntary OTAs, or excuse me, mandatory OTAs, or minicamp rather, gets underway next week for Washington, and I got to confirm the date. Mandatory OTAs is what we really, really care about here. I know there was a lot of hubbub about folks missing the voluntary work. You ain't going to miss the mandatory work. You aren't. And if you do, a lot of people have stuff to say about it. I'm curious to see what the attendance looks like. I expect everybody to be there. I think Dan Quinn and company run a relatively tight ship, which is kind of why I was surprised that we didn't see, you know, Tunsil and Marshawn Lattimore this past week. Especially for Tunsil. That's the one to me that, like, really, really made me go, what's going on here? What's going on here? So, phase three that kicks off Wednesday is also voluntary, if I'm not mistaken. I believe that phase three session is also voluntary. So maybe you guys show up to this one that didn't show up to the last one. That's kind of what I'm curious about here, man. I think I kind of made a big deal of it. I know a lot of people got upset with me for making a big deal of it. I think you got to make a big deal of it, man. I do. So this week we get voluntary work. Then starting on June the 10th, there are three consecutive practices, June 10th, 11th, and 12th. Those sessions will be mandatory, and those sessions will be the last sessions that you have before they break for the summer. So that is, to me, what's most important, those mandatory sessions. Now, the voluntary sessions matter as well. For me, I was just more so disappointed in Laramie Tunsil not being here. Look, I don't know what he did in New Orleans talking about Lattimore. I don't know what he did in Houston talking about Tunsil. But here in Washington, last year there was 100% attendance at this time. That's something I think as a coaching staff you take pride in. It's something as an organization you take pride in. And when guys don't show up, you wonder, hey, what about my program are they not taking seriously? That's how I think about it. What about my program are they not taking seriously? And I think if you are, you know, the Commanders here, members of this football team, you got to feel like, damn, well, what it is or what it ain't. Why aren't you here, Laramie? But here's the thing. I'm not privy to any conversations that happened beforehand. Because it could have been a situation where Laramie said, hey, nice to meet you all. I'm Laramie Tunsil. I'm all pro. But I won't be here during voluntary work because I go do other things. That could have been said. And I could have been making a big, hubbub about nothing. I doubt that was the case. But who knows? Marshawn Lattimore's the other thing. Him for him, it's like he's hurt. I want him around my doctors. I want him around my training staff. So we can evaluate and get a good eye on him and know, well, how injured is he? How healthy, rather, is he? That's what I'm kind of frustrated with. And I don't even want to say frustrated. It's the wrong word. It's too strong of a word. That's what I have my doubts and reservations about. Is that right there? But we'll see. We know, and a lot of people took umbrage with this. He wasn't very good last year. And when you think about there being no more guaranteed money on his contract after this year, only $2 million guaranteed this year, depending on what they were able to do in free agency, he could have been a cut candidate. And people got upset when I said that. Not because he's that bad, but because of the contract. He is, to me, the most pivotal part of the defense this year. Because if he is solidified and can lock down one half of the field, and Trey Amos can win the other outside corner job and lock down that half of the field, all of a sudden, your cornerback room is a strength. They have the depth, right? And I said this earlier this week, and it was kind of met with some raised eyebrows. Whether they're going to admit it or not, I think the Commanders moved this offseason at the cornerback position with an insurance policy. Jonathan Jones, no Igbinoghene brought back. And then you drafted Trey Amos. That is security in case, you know, Marshon Lattimore, Southeast Sean, as I'm going to be calling him, doesn't work out. And I think if you're Washington, people may try to poo-poo on you for it. I think it was smart. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, the final hour of power here on The Fan before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.